Good morning, this is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Thursday, October 31st, Halloween. And the overnight markets are dressed in red in the wheat and corn, and beans are just slightly positive. December corn down 2.25 cents, 388.5, put in a high at 91 and then backed off. Reports overnight kind of conflicting and confusing. Bloomberg has a story that Chinese officials are doubting that a longer-term deal kind of beyond phase one is possible with the U.S., citing Trump as volatile and kind of uncertain. And that put a little bit of a crimp in the markets overnight. And then there's a conflicting report out of Reuters with a source saying that one way for China to make progress on those 40 to 50 billion in sales would be to lift the tariffs they have on U.S. ag imports to China, you think? But again, the uncertainty regarding the talks and also the cancellation of the meeting in Chile due to the rioting there, pushing back any signing ceremony, has put a little bit of softness in the markets overnight. We had wheat down 2.25 cents in Chicago, 507. Kansas City Deese down 2.5 at 415.75. Minneapolis spring wheat down 1.5 at 522. These are new lows for the move here in Chicago and Kansas City as they grind lower. Both of them have moved below their 20-day moving averages. We will have to see what that does to the funds. They're long in Chicago and short in Kansas City. And in the beans, we had January finish up 0.25 cent, 930.75, just under 5 cents below the overnight highs, but came back a few cents from a low of 27.75. You've got support in the beans now below the market at the 200-day moving average at 921. Export sales released this morning in corn. In the middle of the expected range, but still not stellar, 549,000 versus guesses of between 300,000 and 800,000. In the wheat, higher end of the range, 494,000 versus guesses of 200,000 to 600,000. And in the beans, again, higher end of the range there, 944,000 tons versus estimates of between 500,000 and 1.1 million. On the weather here, we've got that big rain system running from kind of the east Midwest down to the Delta. That's moving out in the next day or so. And there's also some snow, kind of 3 to 7 inches, moving across eastern Iowa, northeastern Missouri, southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois. After that system moves through, we've got a window of 3 to 4 days, and then another system heading in from the north coming in Tuesday or so. So we will have to keep an eye on how that affects the already delayed harvest. Outside markets may be helping a little bit to stem the weakness. Dollar down 33 ticks at 97.10. That's back below the 200-day. Again, would like to see that get a bit weaker. Crude oil down 63 cents a barrel, 54.43 in the stock market, down about 50 points in overnight trade. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HETCH.